first one next week to Mexico, which is one of the big places.
Yeah.
I'll go to Mexico City and Guadalajara. The reason I did this is because it's easy to get there. You can do it in 2 days. And I really have to be working on the budget and getting ready for those damn hearings. I'm going to be early.
Yeah.
Probably at the top.
Yeah. They're always on.
Yeah, so I'm going to go on that trip, and then I'm going to try to do the West Germany, where we have. And then I would hope, after I get the hearings out of the way next summer, go for Eastern Europe, Russia, go through that whole way, which I think is tremendously important, and make that a fairly extensive one if I can get the budget tamped down so that they're not going to take all the money and things.
What is the situation with the budget?
Well, I think it looks pretty good. You see, last year they tried to, in Aspen and Fulbright, try to cut $25 million out, which would have been about 25%. And he was just sheer bitterness, the worst of everything. This year so far, I hope we're going to get by that. I think maybe we'll be able to hold where we are. Now, last year, Fulbright was defeated when he tried to do that by a whole Democratic Republican group, largely led by McGee. Gail McGee, who's an old friend of mine. I went to school with him out in Nebraska. He's a good man.
Very good man.
So I think he'll be helpful to us.
Well, you'll have this year, of course, all the bitching about, well, we've got other domestic cuts and higher wages and so forth.
Yeah.
You can put it all in terms of the, that is, that there's nothing more important than the, obviously, the presenting the case for America in our in the world. But the, you never know how big this investment is. Major in our dollar your sense and so forth, but we do know that we live in a world where if this is not done, we're not going to get any economic pressure from America. And I think what you've been saying is correct. You've been playing the line that we're going to show America with all these awards and threats, but don't do it at all. You know, I know exactly what you have in mind. Always say that, and then do what is necessary. To present it to basically in a propaganda way, but some don't. I think the whole Frank Shakespeare may have, and he did a hell of a good job because he had to turn the thing around, but he may have been so blunt in some of his statements about this and that and the other thing that he may have gotten their guards up at times. It was probably necessary at that time, but we're now in a period where you would take over and sort of, a gloved hand, just run an operation that's very heavily directed toward building up our American image, whatever that word means abroad, and yet have some good, tough. Objective and as after the executive, you've got the competent people working with you.
Yes.
When you think of the cannabis in the USIA and how they use it so enormously, just as a personal club thing, we've got hardly anything compared to that. Not that we need to, but they can't really complain too much about that.
No, I certainly don't think they can. The USIA put out a book that I don't know if you've seen it. About the coming term of the second
president.
Well, I wrote it back
late
fall, early fall, I wrote it. So I went up on the hill the other day, I pulled out this book, and this is one of the things he challenged me. He said, "Now, did you write this?" I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "But this is political propaganda. Why is the USI doing that?" Well, the explanation of course is that we distributed it around the world, not the United States, and so it's used to show what the direction the country is going to take in its next 4 years. And he grumbled about it, but then kind of let it drop.
Don't give him any obvious shots. You make it, don't make it a cult of personality and all the rest. If you don't want that, but we have a lot to
publish a magazine in Paris, one of the many magazines, called Information Document. I got a copy of it the other day, published by USIA. A story on the re-election, that was fine, that was the lead story. But then, a big story on women's lib with pictures of lesbians. A big story on black revolutionaries.
Shows a totally distorted negative picture of America. What else?
stuff, apologetic stuff, rejecting the attack, but not giving a strong Frank was really tremendously loyal.
That's right.
And absolutely on the right line. Sometimes too much of a sledgehammer approach.
Yes.
And then he had his own fish to fry vis-a-vis Eastern Europe. And we are playing a very complicated game with China, Russia,
yes.
Eastern Europe.
Frank did not understand the China issue. In fact, he almost resigned over it.
stopped the bombing all over Vietnam at that point.
Well, his name is on the list of whoever's responsible as fire. Something that Jim could be sitting in. When we
get a hold of Socroft.